This Memorial Day, visitors from across the country will come pay their respects to fallen soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. To prepare for the remembrance, the Army's Old Guard has been hard at work. Matthew Schwartz has the story.
Soon after Staff Sergeant Sean Hackshaw joined the Army, he found himself deployed into a war zone.
North Afghanistan, Kunduz City. I deployed in 2011, and yes, I saw combat, sir.
But 3 years ago, Hackshaw was reassigned. He no longer fights. Now he honors those who have fallen. Hackshaw is a member of the Old Guard. It's the oldest active infantry regiment in the Army and in charge of memorials and ceremonies.
It's kind of a culture shock first getting here, where ceremonial stuff comes before tactical.
Hackshaw was one of 1,000 soldiers deployed throughout Arlington National Cemetery yesterday for a tradition called Flags In. Over the course of a few hours, they placed more than 230,000 flags, one for every headstone in the cemetery. Hackshaw says it's a different kind of mission.
It's a total sacrifice and honorable service to give back to those soldiers, to memorialize them and really thank them for their service, even though they're gone. Go right.
It's been a very, very unique experience.
This is Captain Jonathan Cohen's first Flags In. He graduated from West Point in 2012, and after serving for 2 years in Hawaii, he put in his application to join the Old Guard.
Your mission is an honorable, tangible mission every single day where you're making a difference. Just to be able to give back on days like this and on a daily basis in Arlington National Cemetery is a huge honor, and it's a privilege to be able to do it.
The flags will stand through Memorial Day weekend, a small token of respect to honor the fallen. I'm Matthew Schwartz.